Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Vav. Avraham said to Eliezer, Hishomer lecha pen toshiv es bini shoma. Beware, lest you return my son there. The word in this pasuk is Hishomer. The accent is on the shin. The question that was asked, is there a difference in meaning between the word Hishomer, where the accent would be on the shin, and the word Hishomer, where the accent would be on the mem with a tzere? The answer is yes, there is a difference. The word Hishomer in our pasuk is accented on the shin and is mil'el, on the syllable before the last. I was asked whether the Baal Korei or Baal Kriya would have to repeat this word if he mispronounced it by saying Hishomer with a tzere and pronouncing it milra. The Ibn Ezra points out that there is a difference in meaning. Hishomer in our pasuk means beware or watch or guard yourself. But the word Hishomer is related to the word Shemorim, lees, L-E-E-S, or sediment, as used in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Zayin, pasuk Dalet. The pasuk states there, Hishomer v'hashket al tira. There in Yeshaya, the word Hishomer means feel secure and calm yourself. Hashem tells Yeshaya Hanovi, feel secure when fighting Ritzin and Aram. Rashi comments there, Shev b'shalom kiyayin al shemorov. Sit tranquilly like wine on its sediment. The word Hishomer in this pasuk is a lashon of shemorim, sediment. Therefore, according to Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and the Radak in Yeshaya, there is a definite difference in meaning from the word Hishomer in our pasuk. The word Hishomer appears only once in Tanakh. All other times, the word is Hishomer Mil'el. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Mem Tes. The pasuk states, Va'ato im yeshchem oisim chesed ve'emes. I would like to comment on the word emes. The word emes means truth. The main accent of the word emes is on the mem. We do not say emes with the accent on the aleph. However, the word chesed in the same pasuk, the accent is on the ches. The word chesed follows the general rule of segoilim, that is, if the last two syllables of a word both have a segoil, then the word is mil'el, on the first segoil. Chesed. Words similar to chesed are beged, kesef, yeled, tiferes, meleches, and so on. But the word emes is not in this category, because there is no segoil under the aleph. It is a chatov segoil. The first letter aleph should have begun the word with a shivano. The word should have been emes. But we cannot begin any word that has a guttural letter with a shivano. And the aleph must have a helper. So under the aleph, there is a chatov segoil. There cannot be a main accent on a chatov or a shiva. Therefore, the word is emes. Kriya Shema concludes with the words, Hashem Elokeichem emes. We say in davening, in Uvolat Zion, a pasuk taken from Micha, titain emes liyakov chesed laavraham. In the Birchas HaTorah we say, Asher nosan lonu toiras emes, not toiras emes. The yeshiva should be pronounced yeshivas toiras emes. The Ibn Ezra writes that the shorish of the word emes is Aleph Mem Nun, from the word Emunah. The Radak also suggests that the word should actually be Emenes, and the Nun is dropped. The Radak, in his Sefer HaShiroshim, classifies the word Emes in the category of Aleph Mem Nun.